Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we have Christian Anderson. He's the acting executive director and director of research over at Pisces, and Amber Imai Hong is an engineer, and they're both at Pisces, which, if I am correct, stands for what, the Pacific International Space Center for Exploration Sciences. And of course, they're both here to talk about Pisces, what's new at Pisces, and the STAR program. So we'll get into that. But first off, I want to welcome both Christian and Amber to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thank you, Bert.
Great to have you both back on the show. And, you know, I think it's been a little while, probably, you know, close to a year, Christian, that we've had you on talking about Pisces. And, you know, I think it might be kind of good for our listeners to kind of get a recap of you know, where Pisces has kind of come from and in its sort of recent past. Pisces at one point in time was actually a part of the state DBED, which is the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. And it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was part of the aerospace office, right, Christian?
Correct, yes. We were attached to the aerospace office within DBED.
Mm-hmm.
And then
at that time, there was kind of a particular focus in that sort of economic development role. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about, you know, how it has sort of transitioned from where it was to now where it's over at UH Hilo, the University of Hawaii at the Hilo campus.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so we did move about 3 years ago from DBED, and we're now legislatively attached to the University of Hawaii at Hilo, specifically within the College of Natural and Health Sciences here.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Our focus under DBED was very heavily on economic development, though we do still work within the economic development realm. Since moving to Hawaii, we've also added in a large amount of education, hands-on STEM opportunities for students and things like that. So primarily what Pisces does now, we do research and development, mostly in space resource utilization technologies. These are technologies that have a dual use or can offer something back to the state of Hawaii as well as for space exploration.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of when you were kind of focusing on the economic development aspect, I mean, if you can hearken back, what were some of the economic development kind of priorities and perspectives that Pisces focused on? And what do you think has that continued to be a priority, or has that, for the most part, kind of diminished?
Yeah, we were primarily, at the time, we were looking at a couple things. One was we were doing a lot of work in concrete,
mm-hmm,
that did
right.
not use cement because they have applications for landing pads and launch pads on other planets. And we also, at the time, were working with different groups and companies looking at, is there a potential for launch, spaceports, things like that.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That is not something that we're currently active in. Currently, we've changed a lot of our focus back to what they call on NASA ISRU. And that's in large part because NASA and a number of other space agencies around the world have kind of moved their focus from just taking a bunch of equipment and resources and dumping them on the moon or Mars,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, and looking more towards a sustainable use of the resources that are already there on the planet. And since Hawaii is very close in terms of terrain, the makeup of our soil, we actually are a really good analog for that. So the research we do using the basalt that's here in Hawaii, oftentimes has a very strong correlation to new technologies, both on the moon, but technologies that can then be applied here at home.
And you had an acronym there, ISRU. What does that stand for?
Yeah, so ISRU stands for In Situ Resource Utilization. The easiest way I can explain it is it's essentially what our Hawaiian ancestors did with the islands in Hawaii, which is they took only those things that they needed to start growing food in any new land they found, building houses. They didn't take a whole bunch of extra stuff. They tried to use everything that they can use in the islands, and that's the same idea as we explore onto other planetary bodies, is you take the equipment that you need to make use of the resources that are there on those planets, nothing more.
You know, in the new focus of Pisces, has your funding sources evolved or changed over this kind of period of transition?
Yeah, to a large extent. In the early days of Pisces, there was a dependence upon everything being funded directly from the state. We transitioned from that a number of years ago to where our funding is primarily based for our base core FTEs or employees, and then any additional funding we raise either through grants or contracts. So we currently have a contract with another rocket company doing some of this research through a NASA grant. So our funding profile has gone from entirely being dependent upon the state to the state providing the minimum to keep us running, and then we go out and we raise the remaining funds to do our work.
Well, I think that sort of follows with what you described. Now, you did mention NASA and maybe some of NASA's philosophy of how they would establish some presence, you know, on another planet. Do you directly get funding through NASA, or in this example that you just shared, it's through another, like, prime contractor?
Yeah, so we're technically a research institute, both in terms of how the federal government sees us, and our association now with the University of Hawaii as well. So a lot of grants that we go through are through the small business SBIR programs and SBTR programs. So those are always where we're paired up with a small business or another business in those grant opportunities. So currently we're in a phase two STTR grant with Astrobotic, which is a company out of Pittsburgh, and we're basically like a sub-awardee. We're within that grant. So the funding comes from NASA and then comes through Astrobotic to us as we deliver milestones.
You know, I did see a mention of the sort of aerospace program and focus, and I know, you know, when you were part of DBED, there was a stronger sort of aerospace focus. But I do want to give you a chance to maybe describe what is Pisces' role in sort of like the aerospace realm. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Christian Anderson and Amber Imai Hong from Pisces. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Christian Anderson. He's the Director of Research, and Amber Imai Hong, both of Pisces over at UH Hilo on the Big Island. And right before the break, we were talking about what Pisces does and some of the initiatives that are going on. And I mentioned aerospace, and I wanted to give Christian a chance to maybe share a little bit about what is Pisces' sort of role in this aerospace industry in Hawaii, and has it sort of evolved over this period of time, now being a part, you know, a full part of the University of Hawaii at Hilo. You know, what is the opportunity for aerospace in Hawaii?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, so since our inception, we actually were set up mostly for doing exploration systems. Mm-hmm. That's the ES part of Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do still do a lot of that, and there still is big opportunity for that. The ISRU focus that I mentioned, that is part of that aerospace tilt. We also have a large-scale planetary rover that has been used by various groups to test payloads. We can have people in Australia control it remotely while it's here in Hawaii. And then there's other organizations in the state that also have great resources. So the Maui Economic Development Board, MEDB,
mm-hmm.
they've got I think it's called Business Space, which is an incubator to help smaller businesses in aerospace get started in the state. The main thing that we've moved away from is under, like as I had mentioned, under DBED.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of a focus on things like spaceports,
yeah,
launches,
right, right,
and we kind of we've moved away from that.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you do bring up a good point. I mean, there's interest, kind of at least I know of the three campuses, you know, presence on Maui through MEDB, because when I talk to people like Leslie Wilkins, you know, there's a pretty prominent Space Force presence on Maui.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have Pisces on the Big Island, and then, of course, and maybe, you know, I want to get Amber to chat a little bit about her role at Pisces. But Amber, you were also part of the Hawaii Space Flight Lab, right?
Yep. I was there for a very long time.
Yeah, and you know, that's I know that's more kind of like building sort of little micro satellites or payloads inside a satellite,
mm-hmm.
which is different from what Pisces might do.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know, are they pretty much kind of silos onto themselves, or is there some degree of, you know, sort of interpenetration between, you know, what's happening on UH campus, UH Manoa, and, you know, like with the Space Force activity on Maui and with you on the Big Island? Is there some unifying force out there?
Yeah, I mean, all of us are working on space stuff. We're all trying to, you know, grow the space economy here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
I feel that we're all pretty, you know, we all try to work together. We try to provide resources for each other and work hand in hand. And we do that wherever we can. And I feel like my move back home to Pisces and Hilo
mm-hmm.
kind of will help to do that a little bit more.
Well, and that's, go ahead, Christian.
Oh, I apologize. I was going to say, and if I can add something to that, there is also, within the UH system, there's been a space science and engineering initiative that had kicked off. There's a lot more cooperation between the various campuses now.
Mm-hmm.
I know here at UH Hilo, we have a pre-engineering program that started up, and aerospace engineering is part of that as well. So we are seeing a number of different places where it's cropping up, and they're looking to build the workforce that can support them in the state.
Now, from an academic standpoint, obviously you have you know, academics on the Manoa campus, and like you just said, UH Hilo on the Hilo campus. Is there anything that is comparable, I guess, at the UH Maui campus for this kind of area of space and you know, developing industries? I know from a small business standpoint and from the Space Force present on Maui, there's a lot of businesses that are there, but is there an academic counterpoint on Maui?
Yeah, Maui College.
Oh, go ahead, Kim.
Through Space Grant, there's been kind of initiatives on each campus within the university system, and Dr. Jung Park does a great job at UH Maui College of bringing aerospace opportunities to the students there. He does high-powered rocketry and some other things.
Oh, great, great. And Christian, did you want to add anything to that?
I was actually going to mention that same thing. I'm actually the associate director for the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium for the Hilo campus. And we do have a presence as the associate directors at all the other campuses currently. Mm-hmm. And we provide opportunities for students to do internships in aerospace-related fields. Every semester, it's part of a larger NASA space grant consortium as well.
And Christian, when you say internships, what kinds of internships are there, let's say, for these students on the Big Island? Is it for companies that are there, or how do they get their hands-on experience?
Yeah, great question. So currently, a lot of the mentors are for these internships are located are either professors or work for some of the observatories here on the island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the companies also with a mentor here could also do that as well. So we just recently in the last year and a half or so brought the program back to the Hilo campus.
And Christian, you mentioned that with the new focus being a part of the University of Hawaii Hilo, education has become more of a priority in the Pisces sort of realm of activity. So what are some of the educational programs that are being rolled out over at Pisces?
Oh, yeah. So we'll have more actually rolling out in the future, but currently we have the STARS program, which is a great opportunity for young women in high school to really get an exposure to STEM opportunities in the state, and specifically on the island of Hawaii.
Well, that's a great sort of lead-in, because I do want to give Amber a chance to delve a little bit more deeply into the STARS program. So what we will do is, of course, we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Christian Anderson and Amber Himai Hong from Pisces on the Big Island. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum, right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Christian Anderson. He's the Director of Research, and Amber Imai Hong, an engineer. And they're both over at Pisces. And right before the break, I wanted to kind of give Amber a chance to talk about a program that she's the program manager for, which is STARS. And Amber, I'm not gonna ad lib anything about what STARS is. So I want to give you a chance to describe it, right from the source. What is the STARS program?
So the STARS program is a program for young ladies who are maybe interested in STEM. And we want to give them a space to try to help them find where they fit in within the STEM fields. So we're grateful to partner with, the University of Hawaii College of Natural and Health Sciences, the Hawaii Science and Tech Museum, Center for Mauna Kea Stewardship, Lava Aloha, Starbase Hawaii, Imi Loa, the Mauna Kea Observatories, the Pacific Geospatial Services, and the Hawaii Geographic Information Coordinating Council, and many more other organizations who are doing a great job in helping us to showcase a number of different opportunities on Hawaii Islands that the students have that they could potentially, you know, look into as a career option for them. And we're also going to be doing some really awesome, like, professional development stuff, teaching them how to work on a resume and, you know, some of those things that they will need for their future.
Are the students that you are thinking of as potential participants in the program, are they already in college or are they in high school looking to enter into college, into the university?
So this program is specifically for students who are currently in grades 8 through 12.
Okay.
So they're incoming freshmen to outgoing seniors in high school.
And you said that you are looking for young ladies that are interested in STEM. So they may not know that they're interested in STEM. I mean, how do you convince them that they're interested?
So we're going to be doing a number of hands-on activities, taking them on tours. For example, we're going to go to Lava Aloha Chocolate Farm. They are trying to be a net zero carbon emission farm. So it's showing them all of the different processes of what goes into growing cocoa and or cacao and processing it into chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different things that relates to STEM. You know, there's the agriculture aspect, there's the chemistry, there's the fermentation process, the engineering that goes into converting their machines into to work in on U.S. power grids, because most of their machines come from Europe, and the whole process of like making a farm more sustainable. Then we also have we're taking the girls up to Mauna Kea. They'll be staying at the dorms up there, and we'll be, you know, teaching them about the culture and the history of Mauna Kea, as well as having them do a number of different activities, including stargazing and helping to do some conservation work there. So it's really about helping girls find what opportunities are even available, and then kind of where they fit in to STEM, like what part of the STEM experience is most intriguing to them.
You know, that's really kind of cool. I mean, I would love to spend some time on Mauna Kea, you know, gazing at the stars and thinking about how I might fit in. But, you know, how are you picking your participants? You said eighth grade to 12th grade, so, you know, there's a range of high schoolers sort of, or pre-high school. And this is a one-week program, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going to get crammed in there, because I can spend a whole week, you know, up in Mauna Kea. But what do you, you know, how do you select the students that are interested, and you get this 1 week intensive, right? So that's one thing I'd like to know. How do you pick? I'm sure you're going to get a lot of applicants.
Yeah, so the way that we're picking is based off of the application that we have on our website. We're trying to make sure that it's fair. We don't really care about GPA. I know I wasn't the best student, and I've told you that before. So we're just trying to find, you know, the girls who are really interested and kind of struggling to find their place in the STEM field.
Well, you didn't tell me that you didn't. You weren't the best student, but that's good
I
to know.
I definitely wasn't.
So you don't have to get all straight A's. You can just have an interest, and what your program does is bring them in and give them an opportunity to identify things that they may want to further explore. Now, given the fact that the program is 1 week, what is it that you would like to do to make sure that they are following a path that you might have set them on?
Our program runs from June 15th to June 21st this year. After that, we are planning to follow up with the girls and kind of keep them on our radar, check in with them. So we're planning to do more longitudinal tracking to try to create a community to help better support these girls as they, you know, face different struggles and try to support them through them.
Wow. Okay. So is the aim, obviously it's going to be a little bit different for somebody, you know, in eighth grade, ninth grade coming into the program versus somebody that's, you know, maybe a senior ready to decide what, you know, major or what, you know, what university they want to go to. So how are you tailoring the program for those different age groups?
Yeah, so each night we're going to have a little bit of like a debrief session and a like a fun activity that is focused on hands-on STEM. From there, we're going to try to, you know, check in with the girls, see how they're doing. Also, when we're doing all of the hands-on activities, we'll try to group girls in similar ages and make sure that the near-peer mentors who are in college kind of help the provide more assistance to the ones who look like they're struggling.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first time you're rolling this particular program out, the STARS program?
No, so this is the 9th annual STARS program. Yes.
Oh,
the 9th
okay.
annual. I think there was a bit of a pause during COVID, and then there was 1 year where it wasn't a residential program. But, this is the 9th year, and we actually we're featuring one of the girls who participated in the STARS program and is now an operator at the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope. So that's really special. It's the first time we're doing it.
And go ahead, Christian.
I would just say, and I would like to add, this is, however, the first year that we've actually had a female engineer running and designing the STARS program for young women interested in STEM. And I think that that's a very important change.
And is that Amber?
That's
yep.
Amber, yes.
Well, you should make that point clear. And Amber, I mean, as an engineer, what would you say your engineering, let's say, background, how do you apply that into the role that you're now at Pisces?
So I've done a lot of project management, a lot of educational outreach. I think the last time I talked to you on Bite Marks Cafe was about Project Poke, where I was bringing a satellite kit into K-12 classrooms from middle school through high school.
Right, right.
And so this has been a huge passion of mine to get girls and underrepresented minorities interested in STEM and kind of helping them to find their place. I've mentored so many students, and I just, that's one of the things that really keeps me invested in engineering here in Hawaii.
Well, you certainly sound like you have the passion for the work that you're doing, and you're, you know, got the background, you got the right place, you got the support from your management. So I think that's a great, great story. Amber, where can people go to find out more about your program and sign up for the STARS program?
Yeah, so our website is thepacificspacecenter.com. So pacificspacecenter.com. Applications are on there. If you Google search Pisces STARS program, you can also find it that way.
Well, I will definitely put that up on our show notes for later on. Christian Anderson is the acting director, executive director, and director of research, and Amber Imai Hong and is an engineer and the program manager for the Pisces STARS program. I want to thank them both for joining me today. And of course, thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about art and tech over at Shangri-La Museum. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.